It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Best.
Hi, I'm Chico Garcia.
I'm Delamar.
Gino Killiamore here.
This is Chris.
You're with Andre.
I'm Young. This is Jinri.
FM.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hey, it's Jay.
Yo, Speaker Robles in the building.
Hey guys, you've got Francesca hanging out.
Radio station.
Radio station.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And my name is Hazel.
Hi, man. I'm DJ McCoy.
This is Dr. Love, Tom Alvarez.
Hi, I'm Louis D.
Hi, I'm Raphael Reyes.
Heck yeah, this is Alvin. That is my natural voice.
And we're proud to be
the Monster Air Staff.
That makes
the best FM radio station in Metro Manila.
At the 21st KBP Golden Dove Awards held April 26, 2013.
Countdown Top 7. Best Comedy Program.
Tom Alvarez. Best Radio Jock.
Plus, 5 other finalists in 3 categories.
And the big one. Record 9th win overall for Pete consecutive.
Beat that competition.
Tell your friends about it. You're listening to the right station. The best FM radio station in Metro Manila is Manila's hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everybody.
Day after elections.
Yes, the aftermath of the Philippine national elections.
People already reacting like crazy to the partial, unofficial results.
Oh, really? I haven't.
Twitter just practically exploded last night.
I have not seen it.
Oh my gosh!
After I
well, a lot of reactions from the national and local levels, because there are some surprises and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, well...
Partial results, though.
Well, especially last night because of the whole brouhaha about the PPRCV.
Okay,
where they released results, and then they go... A few minutes later, they go, whoops, we made a mistake. They pointed to Smartmatic, and then Smartmatic was pointing to them.
To
and,
them.
You know, it's a whole... It was so magulo around... It happened around 7:38 p.m.
Oh.
Apparently... It doubled.
It doubled the counting?
The results doubled. It didn't match the
number of ballots.
The number of ballots in the precincts. It was double. So they were like, how could that be? Let's say, for instance, there were only supposed to be 8 million. There were like 16. So how could 16 million votes come from 8 million people?
Yes.
But it turns out that there was a glitch.
Okay.
But they adjusted it and it's all good. It's just that everybody started going, okay, this is not good.
And it fuels the fear.
The paranoia. Well, so. I think it's mostly paranoia because, you know, it was all good after that. And anyways, all the there were representatives from each party, from each network.
Yeah.
To media.
Witness.
They were all there.
Oh,
so
that's,
there's no hocus pocus. It's just that... You know, it was an actual glitch.
But it's good if that happens.
Yes.
Everybody will be
there
to watch.
Yeah. Even the spokesperson was saying, like, you know, we all decided as a group, including the representatives from the media. And, you know, so it's not just us deciding on these things.
And, of course, this is only the second time. Well, some will say third.
Yeah.
Because in Mindanao, they used the Picos machines.
All right, yeah.
So this would just have been the third time that we have been using the system. So obviously, we don't know the glitches that could come up yet.
Yeah.
Well, now we know. This is one of them.
But it's all good. It's just that people really are reacting.
Yeah.
Like major reaction.
Oh, really?
To
I don't actually.
The ones
after,
leading so far.
So far. Well, after I voted, which was very quick.
Yeah.
Me, my dad, my brother, we voted. And then it was so quick. Less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we were... I never thought about it again because other things were happening. So I never turned on local TV. There was actually no TV at all. We were kind of cooped up in a little in a place where it was just something else was happening.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on.
And it's, well, because I was at ABS with what do you call that? The Halalan Telethon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we were there, it was really like, it was electric. It was huge, the news that they made a mistake. Because they were saying, oh, mabilis nga, palpak naman. You know, that sort of thing.
Right, right.
But after a while, it settled down.
And everybody will just go, see, I told you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really like, you really see how, you know, everyone was like, oh, calma lang.
Yeah. Actually, it's true. Just calm
relax,
down.
You know.
We won't be able to get to the root of the problem if we're all too...
But don't worry, kami namang mga bagong bayani na
what?
Pinaglaban ang inyong karapatang bumoto.
I don't think that any such thing happened.
I just answered the phone.
Wow, if that makes you a bayani, there are too many bayanis out there.
Tapos it's so funny because we were supposed to like irregularities, ganyan. Yeah. So, and I was also on Twitter. It was more like a Twitter/telephone thing.
Yeah.
People were mostly sending in like bitchy comments about the one-to-one. Not so much reporting.
Yeah.
You know, like facts.
Well,
like, hey,
anything.
Merong gulo dito sa... Pero hindi. It was more like, naku, nanalo si blank.
Well,
all
not
the
yet,
bitchy.
Of course.
Not yet. Yeah. But, you know, they were saying...
the kind of lead that they have.
Because Jim Paredes was also there. Mm. He was saying... Mga 1 to 7 to 1 to 9, sure na yan.
Sure na yan, yeah.
With
because
that
of
kind
the lead.
Of trend.
Yeah, and yeah. The lead.
They say magtatalunan pa yan sa
the last
9
few.
To 13, 9 to 12.
12. Yeah. Well, always the last few.
Always.
Yeah, the last few slots. Okay, so what
diba?
Are we doing today?
So it's all good. And, well, today we've got a top 10 sent in by OMGN. We are looking for the top 10 questions you wish you could Google.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, these are not the stuff that you could Google.
Yes.
It has to be un-Googleable.
Yeah.
So, for instance, ilan ang pupunta sa burol ko?
Okay.
Or,
morbid, but yeah.
How many times do I need to love before I get it right?
Wow.
Ayun.
Very power of two. Yes. Galileo.
Galileo. Diba? Or, sino sa mga friends ko ang traidor?
Right.
I mean, Google can't answer these questions, but
yeah,
you wish it could.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are questions that you wish there was another website.
A search engine
exactly,
that could give you.
That you could actually search the answers to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so that's what we're looking for. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning everybody. It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. Today all right, here we go. A lot of miscommunication. Today is May 14th?
Yes.
May 14th, 2013. The news. Could Blue Ivy be getting a little brother or sister soon? What? The New York Post's Page Six reports that Beyonce is pregnant with her second child. Gasping. Multiple sources allegedly confirmed the news after Knowles' appearance at the Met Ball 1 week ago. Jay-Z's wife wore a custom Givenchy haute couture gown to the gala, which concealed her belly, if she indeed has a little bump. Beyoncé is currently in the middle of her Mrs. Carter World Tour, recently revealed on Good Morning America that she would like to have another kid. However, People Magazine reports that this baby chatter may be premature. That's a nice one. Quote, Beyonce and Jay are planning for another baby after her tour is over and things calm down just a bit. In related news, Selena Gomez, 20, is about to become a big sister for the first time. On Mother's Day, the singer-actress posted a photo of her pregnant mom online. She tweeted, quote, hope all the amazing moms had a great day. I have the best mama in the world. I love you so much. Then she included an image of herself cradling mom Mandy Teefy's baby bump. Teefy had a miscarriage in December 2011. She is expecting the new arrival with her second husband, Brian, whom she married in 2006. Gomez's mother and father divorced when she was 5. She was raised as an only child. The singer-actress reportedly just split up with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Justin Bieber.
Wow. To become a sister at this age, ang large ng gap.
Well, you could expect that in the States where they have divorce.
Huge gap. At saka talagang big sister.
She's a big.
Usually like, it's just a couple of years, right?
Yeah. But also in terms of popularity.
Yeah.
wealth even.
Wow. I mean, she can have her own baby.
Yeah, 20. Definitely.
At 20. So actually, can you imagine to have like a baby sister at this age?
To be technical about it, as soon as the girl gets her period, she is capable of, at least physically, having a child. Emotionally, financially, maybe not, but at least physically.
What a huge, imagine a 20-year gap.
I can't believe that if Beyonce, I don't think she's pregnant though.
Oh, really? Well, it is just rumors.
Because I think she's very OC about these things. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes you don't really.
Yeah.
It's not about being OC. Sometimes the moment
it just
happens, takes you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect this from her, especially with a world tour that she just started.
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess she's making up for lost time.
Yeah.
She thinks maybe now is the time.
See, you have two quote-unquote sources. One source says, yes, she is. The other source says, no, that's a little premature.
Well,
they're taking their time.
I just hope that there's no, like, remember with Blue Ivy, when Beyonce was pregnant with her, there were a lot of rumors that it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Because her,
her foldable tummy.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that was really weird. It looked like a balloon that collapsed.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully none of that this time. If she is indeed pregnant.
Yes.
In any case, she can't hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, she'll have to announce.
Right. That was my reason why I announced.
Exactly.
There was no hiding it. Anyway, that is the news. The first one today here on the show. You've got the Kike Burkada taking care of you on a Tuesday morning like this right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1.
I guess you're going to milk this for what it's worth.
Yes,
more than
yes, I will. Okay, so here are the with the the hero and the zero.
Excuse me.
The hero and the zero.
Hoy, di ka bumoto.
Hey, I was disenfranchised.
Aba, you should have fixed it.
Hello. Pupunta daw akong Comelec on election day.
Wow, what a hero. I'd say a trip to Comelec.
On election day. They don't have time for me.
Hello, how many years have you been disenfranchised? This is the third time. You should have addressed it already.
What?
You're no hero.
Yes,
you're the
I am.
You're Petix.
Wait. I'm not yet ready to...
Ayan, kasi pa Petix.
Yan tuloy. I'm not ready. Okay, here we go. We've got the top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN. We are looking for the top 10 questions you wish you could Google.
You wish there was just some sort of answer hidden somewhere on the internet.
Yung mga, obviously, you cannot Google, even if you tried.
Yeah.
Okay, so from ako si Poklong, who let the dogs out?
You know, I'm so tempted to type the questions.
Actually, yeah, it's true.
Sige,
just or parang, you know what we used to do with Siri?
Oh, right.
Diba? They try to ask questions na mahirapan siyang sagutin.
Yes.
Diba? Just to see what she would. Pero she's much cooler than Google because she actually comes up with like sassy answers.
Okay.
All right. Coco. Wait. Where was that?
Let me try.
Okay, from D Songbird Sings, sino ang kasama ng boyfriend ko ngayon?
Well, the answer wouldn't be on Google, but it can be answered.
It can be answered, but not by Google.
Maybe only witnesses.
Only by your boyfriend or witnesses. Also, let's see.
Is that Songbird?
Here. No, it's different.
Oh, it's different.
And Mash Plutonium says, what does your mother-in-law do that only a devil can? Grabe.
Somebody hates their
harsh.
Mother-in-law. You know, somewhere out there's a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law who's probably laughing at all these entries because they get along.
Yeah.
Diba?
Pero a large part is also like, yes.
Yeah.
I get that. I really get that.
It's I guess it is supposed to be, that's the way it has to be.
A little bit.
A little bit.
There's a little tug of war.
Yeah.
Run MD Run says, where do broken hearts go? Will they find their way home? Yes, Whitney, they will. And also, Astro Boy is gayest. Gaano exactly kapute ang puting panjosa?
Actually, actually.
When are you puting pang Diyosa? And Cinco Wengter says, how much worse will the Philippines be kapag nanalo si blank?
insert the name that you want.
Yes, depending on where you are on the political fence. Also, Ilad Villanueva says, legit ba itong tubero na nasa signage sa kanto namin? There's only one way to find out.
And sometimes you really need a legitimate tubero to fix the problem.
Exactly. And also, Taguan Pong says, if you believe in this, who was I during my last lifetime?
Well,
if you believe in that.
Well, I found out my identity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
one, if there is such a thing. Yes. And two, if there is such a thing, kung accurate yung nag-read sa'yo.
Yeah.
Because let's say for the sake of argument that there are, like, afterlives.
Yeah.
Lives. Well, they could misread it.
True.
Diba?
I mean, I guess, because there's no finding out. Well, mine sounded like it was real. It was close to all the battles I had in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to be a part of the religious intellectual order.
Mm-hmm.
My father was supposed to be this... My family was supposed to be very revered.
Like part of the...
religious order. And then in ancient Egypt, I think.
Yeah.
And then I chose to turn my back from the teachings.
Yeah.
And then I was cast out.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I also had a child by a man that was not the man I was supposed to be with.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very... Well, that part is not the real thing. It's the casting out of... It sounded so close to whatever struggle I was having in this lifetime, so...
That's kind of, quote-unquote, accurate.
Accurate. Yes. There's no accuracy. Right.
And also...
Tapos to'yo sa previous mo palang lifetime, sabi nila, you really were a hero. I would cut my fingers.
Naku, sana nga hero ako. We'll have a fingerless Dell.
I can't control the board.
Maui Camacho says, sino ba ang pumatay sa Dead Sea? It's the salt. That's what killed it.
Too much salt.
Too much salt. Also
extremely buoyant.
For Rene Boy says, saan ba yung linchak na hopeless place na yan? And also,
where you find love.
I know, right?
I wish.
Let's see here. Yung mga entry na Chico's Radio 1 crush at celebrity crushes.
I know, I saw them.
I will ignore
them
all.
There are so many of them.
Ilad Villanueva says, pag may langaw na pumasok sa jeep, at biglang humarurot ng andar yung jeep, maiiwan ba yung langaw? Hindi siya nakalanda. Lumilipad siya sa loob. And then the jeep moves. Maiiwan ba siya o sasama siya sa jeep?
It depends how fast the fly is flying.
Pero di ba physics, I think, sasama siya.
Well, what's this?
Of the jeep.
Something like a vortex of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's interesting.
Kasi nangyari na yun.
I think that could be answered by Google.
I think that could be answered by...
There are rules of physics naman so I think.
I think, and there's a limit though. Kasi I remember when we used to pass through Santa Mesa.
Yeah.
There's a part there where it's at Talipapa.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many flies.
Yeah.
And you see them, like, you know, coming in and out of a jeep.
Yeah.
And then the jeep would speed, not harurot,
yeah,
but, you know,
like
normal.
Like start to move.
Yeah. And then sometimes the fly would be with a jeep.
Sometimes
it would be, yeah.
Oh. Ito, this is my question. Chenong says, sino yung nagbubuhol ng earphones ko tuwing nilalagay ko sa bulsa ba? At saka yung OA na buhol.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I fixed this.
It's been seconds since I put it in my pocket. And
right,
how could it have gotten so entangled
in
such a short time?
Right.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions you wish you could Google comes from, let's see here. Comes from... Wait a minute. Just one last. Wait a minute. Comes from Avria Chocolat.
Avria says,
Ano yung next winning number sa Lotto? Imagine if you could Google it.
If you could Google it. The Lotto business would be out of business. Yeah, out of
And can you imagine? It's not going to work because everyone will Google it.
Yeah.
You will have all the winning tickets.
It would
Lahat ng bebet would be winning tickets. Because why would you bet kung Googleable naman siya?
Exactly. Diba? There would be no point in doing it.
Why leave it to chance when you can actually Google that?
But what if you were one of those people who took a chance and then there was an answer?
Or ikaw lang yung merong Google na nagsasagot na.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Okay.
Oh, that would be great. All right, so the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Chico, Delamar, Gina. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 questions you wish you could Google. So let's start off with Avria Chocolat. Ano kayang ulam namin bukas? Can you imagine if you could actually Google that?
Well, Yaya would
know. Yeah. Well, yeah. Or Yaya, your mom.
Your mom, right.
Whoever cooks. Or you, if you know how to cook. If you're the one who cooks.
Diba?
Pero bakit mo tatanungin sarili mo, diba?
Matitingin ka sa mirror. Ano kaya ulam natin bukas?
And,
although sometimes you ask that question because you really don't know what to prepare.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? So finally, I got the oven to work. I asked someone to help me.
Wow.
So finally the oven was working. We could see the flames.
Yeah.
But then it started to smell like, I don't know, like chemicals.
Huh.
Well, apparently you need to have the oven on after you buy it if it's brand new.
Okay.
Oh.
After you buy it for about 30 minutes or 20 minutes.
Just to cook everything.
Cook away the
chemicals.
The chemical coating or whatever.
So I'm like, this can't be good for the baby. I'm inhaling all of this.
Was it is it electric?
I mean, well, the brand that I bought, you could have it electric, but you could also have it gas.
But when you were using it yesterday, was it gas na or electric pa lang?
Gas.
Oh, okay.
But it's nice kasi it could be electric just as the igniter, so you don't have to use matches.
Right.
And then the rest,
and
you
then the rest is gas.
Turn on your gas.
Nice. And so pwede mo na kami paglutuin ng pagkain.
Na hindi lasang chemicals.
Uh-huh.
Just wait I will surprise you one of these days, Knox.
Ay nako, baka naman parang ano yan, active ni Chico na never nang dumating.
Wait and see. Yun ang tanong. Google natin yun. Kailan kaya kami dadala ni Chico ng Nestle Active V?
Ayun. That's one question.
That's one question that you cannot
Google.
Interesting. Mrs. Bond says, sino na naman ang kumain ng chocolates ko sa ref?
Yeah, when you live with a couple of people, really is a problem.
Diba?
Actually, even with your own family.
Yeah. Actually, that's
especially
true.
With your own family, because you're so comfortable with each other.
At saka, ano gagawin nila? Like, well, they could fight with you, pero really, what can you do? Yeah. They're family.
They are family. Taguan Pong says, tatanda ba akong dalaga? That is a question you wish somebody could answer.
I remember asking that.
That is a question you were gonna you were gonna Google.
Exactly.
I remember asking that, but then, you know, cause, and then somebody said, you're already there. Sama.
Halliwell Piper says, sino yung talagang iiyak kapag namatay ako?
Right, you know.
Like, who would be destroyed?
Even when I was really young, I've always wondered about this.
Who would cry for you?
Yeah. Mm. Like, grade school pa lang, I would always think about, what if I killed myself just to see?
Wait, don't we have morbid thoughts like that when you're young?
Yeah.
Or magkasakit ka ng seryoso. Tapos
just
you
to see who would,
who would
run to you, who would be there,
so
who would
weird.
Cry the most. No, but this carried on all throughout, like, high school even.
Oh my gosh. And Avria Chocolat says, ano yung Wi-Fi password ng kapitbahay kong madamot?
Gusto ko yung entry niya na ano, when you were doing the top 10
Wi-Fi passwords.
Yung thou shalt not pass.
Word.
Tapos yung name, Gandalf.
Gandalf yung name nung ano,
hey,
Wi-Fi.
Can I just tell you that, actually, somebody told me a nice way to come up with your password.
Hmm.
Get your most favorite quote and then get the first letter of each word. Let's say, this too shall pass. So, T.
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 S.
S.
P.
P. Pero you'll never forget it.
Right. It's your favorite quote.
It's your favorite quote.
Or a prayer.
Or a prayer, right?
But like a line from the Bible.
But now that we know that your favorite quote is this too shall pass.
And that's not my favorite. Ahaba ang ko.
Yeah.
Wedding Latin. It could be a Latin saying.
Oh, yeah.
Que.
May que ba sa Latin?
Okay, ano eh. Time is truly special. And Wikipedia says, within a 5-mile radius, how many people are attracted to me?
Parang grinder lang yan.
Parang grinder. Ito, password. Go ahead. Go on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, nga na.
Oh, pwede rin ano. To infinity, to eternity.
Parehong parang... never ending.
Never ending yung diba? Never ending
sure.
Yung peg, diba? Mahaba, mahabang mahaba. Walang, to infinity.
Walang hanggan.
To eternity. Ano?
Taguan Pong says, paano mapapa sa akin si Adam Levine?
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
I think you need to be a model.
Yeah.
Doesn't he go for models?
I think he goes for models. Yeah.
Yeah. He does.
He's had a streak of models.
Ano nga kaya na you type that in Google? Talagang merong
tapos may list na parang
to
one.
Then what if, ano?
Be a supermodel.
What if he meet? Kasi the fantasy is, he's into supermodels, but then he meets you. And then he's so inexplicably smitten by you.
Yeah.
And you're no supermodel.
Diba?
Not only that, lalaki ka pa. You're so surprised.
For Renny Boy says, kaya ba niya ng 8 hours na walang pahinga? Yung driving to Baguio.
Oh, kasi nakapagod yun eh. 8 hours.
Oh, yung mga nagtatrabaho ng 8 hours.
Yung mga
as in no break.
No break.
That's endurance.
Yeah. Di ba sa mga fabrica?
Yeah.
And factory.
Pero di ba at least you should have like
manpower.
A recess or a lunch.
A break.
Meron naman. I think lunch break.
Lunch break.
Mash Plutonium says, anong kulay ang suot na panty ng matandang huklubang librarian sa school namin?
What's hukluban?
Like,
parang ano na.
Yung naka-hunch over.
Yun, hunched over.
Hunch over.
Kuba.
You know, as a high school student, I was so disappointed with that. Because diba you see in all these
films?
Videos that the librarian is always like,
hot?
You know, smoking hot with like this weird sexual personality na parang sobrang, they're so repressed. And then you go to your library and you're like, ay,
Malay mo.
I really want to meet like a really hot librarian.
I think sa UP.
I'm sure meron naman eh. I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure in other libraries there are. Except that, kasi yung mga kilala kong UP library science, that's a course, diba?
Yeah, yeah. Library science.
Library science. They're young.
Yeah.
So you would expect, if you're that young, you would have the libido of a young person.
Tapos yung librarian siya rin yung nurse. Ibang araw.
Ibang araw nagiging nurse siya. Kasi marami siyang career eh.
Siya sa sideline siya ng
on a weekend. Tapos minsan nagiging teacher
minsan,
din siya.
Minsan police woman.
Oo. Tapos oddly enough, minsan nagiging student din siya.
Mm-mm. Cheerleader.
Cheerleader. Yun.
Pero versatile siya. Minsan mommy.
Oo. Tapos sister din.
Minsan. Ano yun eh?
Galing nga
eh. Stepsister.
It only goes to show that in life, we play a lot of roles.
No, you're ano, your barkada sister.
Your barkada sister.
Or para minsan, your girlfriends pa.
Tama.
Ayan.
And also, Jing Dalagan says, nakainom ba si DJ Makoy dun sa RX Stinger?
Because he's like, what's happening?
What's happening? But he's always like that. Even
that's
without
really how
alcohol,
he talks.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bond says, sino sa atin ang mas nagmamahal? Ay.
Nako.
Mga delikado, i-Google yan.
And I don't want to know the answer.
Yeah. Sometimes you know.
Actually, just walking in, I already knew what my question for this was. And I'm just gonna say it before I forget it. I wish you could Google, like, alam mo yung pag naliligaw ka pa, tas malaman mo hindi ka niya mahal.
Mm-mm.
So, bakit di niya ako mahal?
The real reason.
The real reason.
The unadulterated reason.
Diba? If you could only Google, like, if you could only get the answer to it,
Can you? Would you be strong enough, brave enough to face the answer?
I think I would be.
Who knows?
No, because I really think it's better that way. And you know just
harsh truth.
Why? Just so you can fix it. Just so you can change
or move on. Sometimes there's no fixing it, yeah.
Kasi kung kunwari yung reason niya, eh wala, napapangitan siya sa'yo. Eh, wala
kasi
magagawa.
Kasi lalaki ka, gusto niya.
Oo, gusto niya, babae.
I had a lesbian dream.
Tell us all about it.
Oh my gosh, I did. I did.
You did?
I really did.
You did?
Yikes. Oh no.
What happened? What happened?
And who?
No, somebody I don't know.
Okay. So what are you doing in this
dream? Oh my gosh, yes.
What were you doing
in this
dream?
Okay, well, to be honest, when pregnant people, women, will always have vivid, the most vivid dreams.
Lesbian dreams?
Not necessarily, but
vivid. I don't
know
about the lesbian part, but...
Wow, I did. Oh my gosh, what was that about?
And then?
No, I mean...
Don't make us beaten, woman.
No, just...
An implant.
Were you a policewoman?
No, just a weird dream.
A nurse?
And also in this, in the very same dream...
A news reporter?
I owned... my dad had built a building. Like one of those Trump Towers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then... Yeah, he built a building. And then I told him, Dad, why don't you call it The Aria?
Oh, wow.
The Aria. Mm-mm. Because of our last name.
Yeah.
And then we didn't own the land, but my dad... had wowed this guy into giving us the land. It's so weird. It's so weird.
Wow.
Weirdest dream.
And then that's where you had your lesbian relationship.
Somewhere there, I think.
You defiled your dad's building.
No, I did not. No.
With your...
This,
wow.
Please tell me this is
with
normal.
Your little lesbian getaway.
Mm-hmm. And Adonis Mabange says, ano ang tunay na dahilan ng paghihiwalay ng 90s love team na Chico Garcia at Della Maria?
Hindi na ba nag-iwalay?
Tsaka hindi na kailangan i-Google yan. Kailangan konting, pa bang i-Google yan?
Gumive up lang.
Kahit konting sentido common lang.
Makinig ka ng podcast.
Konting digging lang.
Kinig kayo the last year.
Ilad so. Ilad Villanueva says, ano ang salinity ng batok mo?
Sobrang alat.
Sobrang alat.
Sobrang alat.
And the top, a question you wish you could Google, comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
dapat mo pa bang ipaglaban yung taong matagal nang sumuko sa'yo?
No. Oh. Actually, no?
Heavy.
That's
ako
nice.
Yes. Ako yes kung gusto mo sila.
Oo, kasi malay mo.
Oh, tsaka it's not up to them. Your love shouldn't be reactionary.
Yeah.
Diba?
It should be independent.
Independent. Eh, yun ang gusto mo eh. Paglaban mo.
Wala siyang partido.
Pero paano kung alam mo talaga na...
Oh my gosh, he has this new shtick, Gino.
That he's a hero. I know.
Yes. He's the bagong
I heard, bagong the bagong bayani.
The BB.
Hindi ka na bago.
The BB, gandang hari. Bagong bayani. No, pero like, yeah.
Di ba bagong bayani you're supposed to be young?
Hindi naman.
No,
hindi
bago
naman.
Lang eh.
Ah, okay. Hindi naman. Not necessarily.
Okay.
You're just a new type. Not the type that gets shot. You know?
Sana you're the old type na lang talaga.
Like the ano? Like the OFWs.
Yeah. Diba?
Yeah. The actual bagong bayani. Alright, so the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Well, aside from what I was originally supposed to do, my name is Axel. I was just saying, yes, bagong bayani nga si Chico. Modern day tandang sorry. Ha, tandang sorry.
Tandang sorry.
Tandang sorry. Tandang sorry. Wait, you should apologize. Sorry.
And everybody's just greeting a happy birthday to Astro Boy 069.
Yeah,
so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And Ahoy Pag-ibig was saying, maybe, Del, you're going to go to Vegas. There's an Aria Hotel Resort and Casino here.
Yeah, or you're going to be part of the Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right, Aria. Mm. Oh, I haven't seen her.
Of course, she does have sort of like lesbian...
Yeah, well, she had to cut her hair.
She's the boyish one, diba?
The boyish.
Baka nga.
Oh, no. 7:14 on the clock.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, guys. All right, let's talk about Twitter war. We haven't had one of these in a while.
Yeah.
All right. Miley Cyrus has been getting abused from fans of Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift. The star, who was recently named the hottest woman in the world by Maxim magazine, parenthesis, somewhat inexplicably, tweeted a message to her fans on Sunday urging them not to retaliate and hit back at her haters. Quote, "Every day, someone with a Swift or Gomez in their name wishes terrible things upon me. Death is popular," she says. "Please, smilers, don't ever think somehow you are supporting me by being hateful towards others, towards other artists." And then she added, "My fans make me proud by supporting my music and everything I do. I'm sure these haters would make their idols much happier tweeting about their music rather than wishing death upon their peers like psychos. We are all friends. Why can't you all be?"
Yeah, they are. They actually get along.
They really do. They're the teeny bopper society. Uh-oh. Well, they're not so teeny bopper now. But
not anymore.
When they started out, they were all relatively the same. And it's just, it's, you know how just some fans get overzealous?
Yeah. That they will, I think it's incumbent.
Yeah, and they will just defend their idol to whatever means, even if it means, you know, bashing on somebody that the idol doesn't even, like, hate in the first place.
I don't even know what the issue is.
Guess they just don't like her.
Really?
Or I think when you're, well, first of all, if you're a fan, you're a fanatic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
By definition, you're not really to be reasoned with. Because, you know, you're too wrapped up in whoever you like.
And sometimes
right?
It's not because they're fighting. It's more like, my idol is
better than yours.
Yeah.
That sort
Actually,
of thing.
It really isn't
really
about
just,
the celebrities in general. It's about someone's
Who's
insecurity.
The bigger fan?
Yeah. Really at the heart of it. But it's good that they all get along, though. The three of them.
Yeah, at least in that front, they're
okay
good.
Lang,
yeah.
Right.
And this happens all over. Like, not only just with, you know, music stars or whatever. Even with, like, basketball teams.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say, or basketball players.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. So many people hate on LeBron. So many people, you know, hate on Kobe.
Boxer Bernardo.
Yeah. Wow.
What? Parang nagkaroon ng time war.
Time war.
No, bigla ko.
There
was a time.
Where were we? Boxer Bernardo.
Saan na kaya si Bogs ngayon? No?
I know.
Saka si Yoyoy Martirez. Si Manny Panel.
Wow.
Hey, I know my basketball.
Yeah, you
Back
do.
Back in the 70s.
You did know that some 40 years ago. But you know, the bigger news is she's the hottest woman in the world.
Hey, pero di ba, Gino Boy, he actually agreed.
Did not naman agreed, but
I mean that it was a hot photo.
It was sort of justified. Did you see the photo?
No.
I'll show you now.
It's not bad, to be
it's
fair.
It's really...
But, you know, when you're saying you're the hottest woman, it's not
world.
Just about that photo. Is it?
No. No, it's not photo-based.
I think it's just because of Max, because it was... It's a Maxim thing.
I think they wanted people to talk about it.
Okay.
I really think so.
Okay, look at her here.
Okay.
Compared to how she usually looks.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's obviously, I will not agree with the fact that she's the hottest woman in the world.
Because there's so many others.
Yeah, but she's pretty hot here.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
I mean, just get those girls in blurred lines and...
Hello, wala na. Tagpaltib na agad, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the news. That's the second one today here on the show. Let's see what we have for you next hour. Should we tease them?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see what we can tease
The very lovable and beloved... Chris Brown.
Oh, is it Chris Brown? Not.
Oh, we'll do the Chris Brown first.
Okay, Chris Brown first. All right.
He's very lovable. He has very peaceful retort to the neighbors who don't like his graffiti. Yeah.
Remember, the news was he has a graffiti on his wall
of like
that
Bob
the neighbors just on his, hate, loathe,
and then he got slapped with a fine, a $376 fine, for excessive signage. Etc.
Yeah.
So now he's firing back at the neighbors who complained about
it. No, he wasn't firing back. He had a very peaceful message to them. Get an effing life.
Okay, we'll give you the details next hour. For now, you got CDNG right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
You just gotta love it.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN.
Guess who's here in the country?
Akala ko in the booth. I was like, no one's here.
No, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
I heard. Yeah. She's here.
She's here. She's here.
I really cannot lead rips. I really cannot lead rips.
It's for a lodge.
Oh. Yeah,
for an opening.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know though if it's that. But
oh.
I think so.
Wow.
It's an opening.
Really? Yeah.
You guys will be
Sarah
there.
Jessica Parker.
Yeah. You'll see her.
Carrie herself.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Wow.
Pero now,
it's mind-boggling to see. If you were to see her in person.
Yeah, para push.
Diba? Wow. In our country, really?
I know.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Right?
And she's already here, diba?
She's here.
But she's so different though from like her character on Sex and the City.
Because she's not at all.
She's
like
not at
that.
All like fashion or whatever. She's very like,
but I think they really infuse, whether they like it or not, especially the ones who do like a series,
they
tend to infuse their character.
Yeah. Their character into their
personality. Real characters. They see that people of Friends are really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really bleeds into the role.
After a while.
After a while. Mm.
You know, that's one of my like fantasies.
Not Sarah Jessica Parker.
No, to just well, maybe when I was younger. No, but you know, for a time, I always just wanted like a day to just hang out with a cast of Friends.
Yeah.
But as
them.
As Joey, as Chandler, as Monica, as Phoebe,
in character.
As Rachel, yeah. As Ross.
And
I'd like a date with Chandler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know that Sarah Jessica Parker isn't the only Hollywood celebrity that will be here.
Oh, really? Oh, right.
Right. I'm just not sure if we could say it yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, there are a lot of Hollywood.
A lot of them.
You guys are so lucky.
I know.
I don't know if it's that though. Is it kaya?
Sana.
It
How
is.
Cool would it be, diba?
Okay, I'm looking at Instagram kasi.
Kasi it's a big... And it's a big, you know what.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's just one launch.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm checking
but let's
the
see,
Instagram.
Let's see.
Because if it is, can we just tell you right away, watch out for our Instagram.
I'll wear a dress.
This was inspired by you, that big flowery dress. You remember?
Yeah.
I think that was Sex in the City. One season of Sex in the City, she had this ginormous, there was this dress which had this ginormous flower on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she got married.
Was it when she got married?
Di ba yan yun?
She got jilted.
I think it's that eh.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember that episode when Big was having second thoughts and he had run through the church. I mean, passed by the church. He didn't get down
limousine.
To And then...
Wasn't that in the movie?
Yeah, it was
in the movie.
Yeah. And then he changed his mind and he went back.
Yeah.
But by then,
Walana.
Carrie had been jilted.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, when she saw Big, her reaction was just...
Hatred. Yeah.
Grabe. Wow. That was nice.
That's why I guess the second one.
It was bad.
What's because the first one was so good.
So good, yeah.
So I guess when the second one came out, I was like, what was that? It's like two different movies.
What is that?
That's the one where they went to Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Speed 1 and 2. It was so different from
each
other.
Yeah, Speed 1 was such an awesome movie. Yeah, then like, Speed 2 was like...
You can't imagine it's the same franchise.
Who did this? You said yes to this?
All right, so here we go. The top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Mikey says, paano mo lalabanan ang katamaran kung tinatamad kang lumaban? Diba? Hirap nga naman.
Oo nga, paikot ng paikot yun eh.
Unika Maldita says, mahal pa ba niya ako o nagtitiis na lang siya? Ay.
I think there is some sort of tiis that comes with long relationships.
Pero merong tiis na born out of love din eh.
Uh-oh.
Kaya ka nagtitiis because you love them.
But then again, there's the bad kind of tiis.
Of tiis.
Tsaka if there's more tiis than there is love, delikado yun.
Yeah. Ito, I think everyone could relate to this one. From Sleek Maverick, saan ko ba nailagay yung bagay na hindi ko mahanap?
Right.
Like, can you imagine if there was this Google na talagang know-it-all?
Yeah.
And it will tell you. It's under your bed.
Right.
Like, oh, there it is.
Tapos ginugol mo, no? Nasaan si Sadako?
Under your
bed.
Kinuha ni Sadako yung nawawala mong pitaka.
Kunin mo daw.
Tapos yung talagang literally, pagpunta mo sa bed, nandun siya talaga. Tapos iabot niya sa'yo.
Ito, okay lang. Pero mabait siya. Parang,
Hindi, nagkukrawl din.
Pababa ng bed.
O kaya yung ano sabi, tinuturo niya dun sa hair, you have to reach into her hair, nandun yung wallet.
Or under her skirt.
Ay, iba yun. Yung wallet.
Ibang pitaka yun.
Hey, Sadako gets lonely too.
Why do you think she's like that?
Which is, what if?
Pero diba that's the story? She was also parang jilted, wasn't she?
No, she was raped.
Ah, she was raped.
She was raped in Ring Zero. She was raped by a bunch of her schoolmates. And by somebody that she loved.
Because
parang like one of the guy that she was really into was part of that barkada.
Barkada, and he did that.
Saka wala siyang koko, diba?
Wala siyang koko because ano?
Crawl yung...
No, why? No, crawling out.
Diba?
She tried crawling out. Kayo mga kuko niya naka-embed dun sa wall, diba?
Sa well.
Grabe.
Well wall.
Sa well wall.
Naka-embed ba? Hindi ba?
Yeah, yung... dun. It's there. Naiwan dun.
So parang pareho ng ano, ng Silence.
Of
Silence of the Lambs. Remember?
I never got to watch that. I was
the
in
the senator's daughter was in the well and then she wanted to climb out. So she finally got a flashlight. Pagkita niya dun sa walls, nails ng previous victims.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I never got to watch Silence of the Lambs.
Watch it, watch it.
I wasn't allowed because I was a child.
And now, you're still a child.
<I'm>
emotionally.
Hey.
And also, Mrs. Bond says, saan ba nahahanap yung restaurant na ikaw ang bahala at saka kahit saan?
I swear, somebody should, you know, that was one of my
brilliant ideas.
First restaurant concepts.
Yeah.
Kasi, tapos yung menu mo kahit ano.
Right.
Diba? Like, as in,
whatever you want.
And it's a compilation of like Japanese, Italian, you know, all these cuisines. Cause, yeah. Imagine the amount of business you'd bring in just by ano, na parang
it's all there.
Just on
pero
that.
Pero at the same time, hindi ka first choice for that genre. Diba? Mahirap din yung it's everything.
But ang dami kasing indecisive.
Kasi kunyari, parang if you want Italian, you go to the yung mga kilalang Italian.
Right.
You don't go to like one that also serves Italian. Diba? So,
no, but okay, think about it this way. So sobrang daming indecisive. In this group alone, when you ask saan ka kakain, chances are Del will be the only one who will actually say, you know, who will have a restaurant in mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
But both of us won't.
Because I'm bossy.
Well, that too. But I think by nature kasi.
Oo nga. At least it's if you go somewhere na... I guess that's why fast foods are so popular.
Yeah, because it's right there. It's all there.
And Mash Plutonium says, bakit ba kasi nasa labas si Mikay?
Si Mikay.
Yung sa ano nga, yung sa video nung nahuling nagigiyomi na
ba? Ah, yung ano.
Nasa labas si Mikay.
Nasa labas si Mikay, yung papasok yung dad niya.
Oo, nahuli siya nagigiyomi na naka-wig.
Oo.
So, tapos napapasok
yung dad niya. In one fell swoop,
tinanggal niya yung wig
niya. Takes off the wig, tapos nagda-doggy na siya.
Bigla siyang nag-teach me how to doggy from Giyomi.
Oh my God.
Tapos nasa labas si Mikay. Nahuli kasi.
Huli kasi.
Mash Plutonium says, saan kinukuha ng ilang kandidato ang kapal ng muka para tumakbo sa mataas na posisyon?
I know. Yeah. Especially the ones who don't know anything.
OMG Ann says, saan ako ginawa ng parents ko? Sa sala ba? O sa kusina?
Do you really want to know?
I don't want to know.
Adonis Mabangis says, tuli ba si Superman? I'm sure hindi.
Why? He's American.
No, but nothing can pierce...
Ay.
Ay.
Ganun ba yun?
Ay, see.
Kaya parang silang, they're
like... Ay, hindi ah, ba't maraming...
Really?
Ay, ganun ba?
Hindi kasi, tinan mo, he was born in Krypton. So, obviously, walang and Catholic religion sa Krypton.
Hindi, malay mo naman.
And aside from
anatomically, that... Anatomically, wala sila nun.
Hindi, they're nothing anatomically can, human eh.
Nothing can pierce his skin.
Oh, so imagine mo, when he could be... circumcisable, he was still a baby in Krypton and they're not Catholic there. So by the
but
time
they could
he
be
got
Jewish.
To Earth,
they could be Jewish in Krypton.
Or Jewish, diba? So wala ring Jewish religion dun. So by the time he went to Earth, wala ka ng material na pang putol dun eh. So even if gusto
Kryptonite.
Siyang patuli nung ano.
Kiskisin Kryptonite.
I doubt if the Kents would circumcise him.
But yeah, yun na nga eh.
Oo.
Pero yun
so
na nga,
sure,
kung tutuliin mo siya, Kryptonite
ang lang
ang
pwede. And I'm sure they wouldn't.
Baka si Lois. Eventually.
Hindi, diba? So for sure.
Who's to say she doesn't like it that way?
That's true. Because diba remember like...
Oh my gosh, oh nga, no, for sure.
At one point, they were they were trying to inject him with a needle and it wouldn't pierce
right.
anything.
Parang ano lang yun eh. Parang si Adam has no umbilical cord.
Yeah. Who?
Adam.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yung nga nasupot si Superman.
Literal.
Diba? Supot man.
Literal siyang supot.
Diba? The S pala stands for supot. Kaya pala siya.
And diba in the trailer pa naman of the new one, the S doesn't stand for...
Doesn't stand for Superman.
Super.
It stands for
support.
just to be clear.
Alam na pala ng mga taga-Krypton na parang,
oh my God.
Our world is ending, tapos but you'll always be support.
Ano, tirtok siya ng mga, nung bata pa siya, tirtok siya ng ibang super, ng mga superheroes. Ang tawag sa kanya, Cooperman.
Bakit Cooperman?
Okay, never mind.
Ay, nako.
Never mind. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions you wish you could Google comes from Mash Plutonium.
Mash Plutonium says,
bakit ba may mga pangit na ginagawang hobby ang magmaganda?
Meron talaga eh.
Diba? Eh kasi ano gagawin nila? Exactly. Magmamapangit pa sila. Nagmamapangit.
Ah, pangit pakinggan? Nagmamapangit?
Alam naman maganda pakinggan na nagmamapangit.
Nagmamapangit? Right? Nagmamamangit.
Nagmamamangit. Actually, that kind of sounds
right. Nagmamamangit siguro.
Nagmamamangit.
Parang di ba yung mamink-mink? You don't say mapink-pink. You say mamink-mink.
Usually, so, you say pinkish. Usually, yeah, pinkish.
Di ba? Mamink-mink.
Mamink-mink.
Mamusha-musha. Is that how you say it?
Na
anong kulay
siya?
Fuchsia? Hindi eh. Parang mamusha-musha lang eh.
Dapat F.
Mafusha-fusha.
Oo. Dapat yung first letter, first syllable ng word.
Ma.
Hindi ba?
Mafusha-fusha?
This is probably
so murder. Tricky ah. Mamusha-musha. I would say mamusha-musha.
Pero pula is... P, diba? Pero when you say it, na so mamula-mula.
Right. Well, letter F, letter F is also like kind of F-ish, eh, diba? So, mamusha-musha. Mamusha-musha ng konti.
No, what about mablu-blue? Wala, no?
Mamlumlu.
Meron ba na mamlumlu?
Oo nga, no, ang weird.
Mamrin-rin?
Mamlumlu ng konti.
Pag-color ba nagiging
merde.
M?
Mamerde-merde.
Pag-color ba nagiging M? Kasi mamumuti.
Ayun, no, diba?
Mamumuti, it's P dapat. Well, pula rin eh.
Namumula.
I think yung mga implosives nagiging M. Like,
oo, kasi
P, B,
kasi
F.
Kasi nanging itim.
Oh, diba?
It stays the same.
Namimitim, oo nga naman.
Oh, diba? Nanging itim.
Kasi, vowel.
Oo, right. So I guess, mamlumlu, mamula-mula, mamink-mink, mamusha-musha. This is so useful.
What do we stand to gain?
What a waste of time.
What do we stand to gain from all of this?
Because there is a proper way to be improper.
Okay.
Yung parang, you know, those things. All right, so the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. That's one of them. Ano yung tama? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Hey, Matias says, in the new setting, Superman never got his powers until he entered puberty. So he could be circumcised.
Pero mataya na yun.
Pero bago yun eh.
Yeah.
Yung original, he was...
The original, he was really like, even as a baby. As a toddler.
Kasi diba,
even in small
girl. Remember the OBB? Of the show, he was a little boy and he lifted the tractor.
Yes,
for Smallville.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, diba?
And he lifted. Oh, yeah.
No, the tractor's a cartoon. Siyon.
As a cartoon.
He was.
Okay, no, but even in Smallville.
A cow. A little boy.
Yeah, even if you watch the the TV show that Smallville, when Martha and Clark got into an accident because they hit the spaceship, his spaceship, he lifted the truck.
Yun, diba?
So right. He had his powers now.
All right, here we go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
All right, let's just say hello to a couple of people who are tuned in. Saying hello to Flirty P, who says, happy birthday to Bon Ryan. Also, let's say hello to Ridiculous Rod, saying hello to the wife, Crystal Pasquale, Keel, and Rai Rai. Hello as well to Dwayne B, who's just saying hello to all the PSGs and greeting Astro Boy 069, a happy birthday as well. Let's also say hello to Familia Batalla, Jagger G, Midnight Crease, Tonya Marcopio, Renren Go Away, The Pabiligay, Chrissy Enrile, and I'm Jenny Batalla.
La 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 la. Kia pa. Be be be.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting the top 10 questions you wish you could Google.
Somebody was asking me, so Del, guapo ba yung nag-drive ng car? Remember that car that was speeding?
Yeah.
Hindi eh. Kasi siya nag-Vaseline eh.
Pero diba, imagine.
Vaseline man eh.
Imagine.
Two-part nga siya eh. You need the car. You also
need
the
true.
And then, okay, let's admit it. Usually, when you have enough money to buy your, these sports cars.
That's the truth, ah. You're already a little older.
You're a little too old for
pagod
it.
Pagod ka nang magtrabaho. Pagod ka na sa buhay.
Yung nahalata na napagod ka
binenta
na magtrabaho.
Binenta mo na yung kaluluwa.
And this is the totoo lang. Okay, so I look at who's driving and it's, you know, an elderly gentleman with a Rolex watch.
Right.
It really takes, I guess it takes a while for you to accumulate that much money.
Do you remember
the 21st night of September.
Who was the most parang perfect match ng car and driver? Yung, do you remember na kung gaano siya kagwapo, ganun kaganda yung kotse niya?
Si Christian Grey?
Na anda in real life. Yung nakita mo sa street.
Ako kasi
ako, I remember.
Ako rin, I remember. Only this time, she was driving the Volvo that that
Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen was driving.
A C30.
But before pa. And it was a girl. And
wow.
She was
gorgeous.
So, she was gorgeous.
This happened to me in Edsa. A girl in a white Range Rover. Oh my God.
Like
the new white Range Rover.
Right.
She was so cute. And
cute,
super bagay with the SUV.
Oh, like,
ikaw.
What about you?
Grabe, as in, like BM na sports car.
Oh, tapos.
Diyos ko.
Oh, tapos.
Guwapo. Hindi, as in...
Di ba naghahanap kayo ng dahilan kung bakit hindi natuloy yung 90s love team?
Hindi, parang you would not believe the... Kasi lang, I was like, wow, it's so rare. Usually talaga, when you see these sports cars, hindi talaga eh.
Yeah.
Ano, beep-beep ah, to all the...
Sorry.
The ones who have really like nice sports cars.
Remember, we
pero talaga like...
Usually naman.
Whoa, as in when you see, if you see that guy, yun talaga parang commercial. Kasi that car was...
Di ba kabigay ng papa niya?
Ha? Yung bali yun.
Wala naman. Wala pa rin. Hindi, pero grabe. As in the...
No, remember...
The match-up was incredible.
Remember when there was this one weekend, you and I were at the strip, the Fort Strip.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and it was... What? I can't say that.
Club yun.
Okay.
No, the Fort Strip is not... It's not a club. It's a...
It's
a whole row of bars.
No. Okay,
Kasi it's at the Fort Strip. You're not specifying which bar.
I was about to say the car brand.
The car brand.
Okay lang.
Okay, so let's just say European.
Basta. A famous sports car brand.
Very,
so it's either
famous.
A Lamborghini, a Porsche, or a Ferrari.
One of the three.
One of the three, yeah.
So parang sabay-sabay sila.
Oh, lahat ng merong Ferrari sa Pilipinas.
Oh,
sinabi. Ay! Oh my God, how stupid!
Nagpakahirap-hirap pa tayo.
Nagpakahirap ka pa si Slim. Malag din pala.
Nandulas ako eh. I slim.
After all the work we put into masking the brand.
Oh, well, anyway, you were saying.
Sige na.
Ayoko na.
Come on.
Wag na.
Say it.
Wag na.
Say it.
Wag na. Nakakaya.
Say it na.
Kala mo naman, ang ganda ko, di ba?
Parang alam na natin kung ano yung sinasabi mo.
Kung ano yung gist ng story.
Hindi nga, kasi
like, siguro 20, 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Really?
As in, Gino, there were so many.
Kasi, oh my God, I would have totally like...
Nasa parking, I mean, what do you call that? Yung where you get your ticket.
Your ticket.
So nakapila talaga.
Nakapila lahat.
And all colors and all like
where
models.
Where was I?
Oh, wait. So that.
Oh, yeah, wag na. If I said the car make, wag na lang.
Kasi, para sinabi mo na rin, alam na natin eh, kasi yung pinag-uusapan natin, hindi bumabagay yung driver sa kotse.
Ay, Delamar.
No, but okay. When you
ang
have a
judgmental
really,
mo.
When you have a really nice car kasi, it's hard to match up to it. Na parang you have to be like, okay, like you can imagine like sila Daniel Matsunaga in a Lamborghini.
That's
yes.
Yun
eh.
That would be like,
I'm
you know what I mean? Like some Italian male model na parang steps on. Like a Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Diba Christian Grey like is supposed to be the really good looking.
Si Marlon Stockinger.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Diba? Can you imagine him like in his...
But diba, you know what he said, right? When he was here, he was like, I drive a van.
Oh, yeah.
But that's also hot.
Hindi, pero tinan mo naman
sorry for me,
wait,
that's
ito.
Hot.
A van?
Hindi, hot because it doesn't... Look, he can drive.
Yeah,
for sure.
But he doesn't need to prove it to you in ordinary life because he knows he can drive.
Hindi, pero ganito.
So, yeah. But it's not flashy.
I guess there's
for Del, her, yung pogi points ni Marlon, meron siyang car pag nasa Europe siya. Sabi, well, my car, kasi we asked him what his car. Well, in Europe, my car is ganito.
What's his car in Europe?
I don't remember. Wait,
if I remember correctly, he has a nice car in Europe. Like, I mean, he has a relatively, I think it's a sports car. I think.
Diba? Parang,
but not yata a supercar.
No. Like a regular, pero na
a nice
regular.
Like,
okay.
I think it's one of the, either like a Volvo,
Peugeot,
a BMW, or a Benz,
ganun,
or a Peugeot. Or something
wow.
Like that.
One of those eh.
Well, he's Lotus, so that's, a, but a Lotus kasi supercar na rin yata eh.
Oh, and they have like regular car
yeah.
Lang. Well, to him,
regular
in
Europe.
Car,
regular
kasi
in
naman,
Europe.
Pero diba, you ask him, what's your car? Well, in Europe, my car is... Oh,
but
my
here, gosh. I drive a van. Music.
Cool naman.
Pero van, pero yung busina.
No, but that's still one of my regrets. I wasn't here when he guessed it.
Yeah.
So bad.
And you pa naman, you're such a, ano.
Yeah, like actually.
You are a speed freak.
I feel like, oh, you should have seen me on C5 today. No, actually, somebody was telling me over the weekend, you don't drive the way you used to drive. I guess because,
it's
you know.
It's because of motherhood.
Motherhood kind of tones you down. Pero,
hindi rin eh, ever since I got a dog. Dumadahan-dahan.
Motherhood. You really understand that it's not worth it. But when you're single, there's really nothing. You can do whatever you want. I mean, when you're not a parent.
Yeah.
But look, I can be as daring as I want.
Yeah.
Because if something happens to me, it's just
okay
me.
Lang. Kebs lang.
Nobody will care. Nobody will cry.
Oh.
Ay, hindi ba yun?
Hindi yata ganun.
Hindi ba yun yung end of the sentence?
Yeah, sige, tanungin natin ng Google.
Pero diba, it's just, yun nga, it's the Christian Grey, na parang the car looks as good as the driver.
As the driver. Parang ano rin, Edward Cullen, parang ganun din.
Right. Yeah. Ang hirap din kasi pag the car is
or
really...
Or Tony Stark.
You're really expecting it. You're really expecting na parang... Kasi syempre, you'll see the car first and you're like, whoa!
Oh, tas biglang,
let's face it, 100% of the time, the thing you look at is...
Who drives it?
And yeah. It's not like you're curious kung sino. No, you wanna see kung
if he looks
guapo.
Good or not. Yeah.
Ay, saka kahit, even if you're like a guy, you just wanna check guapo ba yung... Not because you're interested, uh-oh, but because you just wanna see kung...
Tapos pag nakita mo guapo, mapipikon ka.
Alam mo yung quote-unquote, do they deserve to drive that car?
Yeah.
Hindi mo rin masabi kasi there's really... I don't know, that's our nature.
It's a nature.
To judge. Diba?
Mga ingitero.
parang nakakita ng magandang car, eh, pangit ka naman.
Pero
you
what,
mean, you know,
what I usually
really...
see, is kung girl, kung if it's a sports car and it's a girl who's driving it.
It's usually a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
More than it kasi is a good-looking guy.
Kasi ang bumili sa kanila, yung pangit nilang boy.
Napaka-judgmental.
Ang sama.
Diba? So, the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Sataragi says, if the world revolves around the sun, why does my world revolve around her? Poklong says, is there such a person who is a half-virgin? Poklong, ano pinagagagawa mo?
And what is a half
virgin?
What
are you asking a half virgin?
Paano kung ano lang?
Oh. Careful.
Ano? No, kasi like you could be...
There's no such thing. How can you be half a virgin? Either you're a virgin or you're not.
Parang papel.
Okay, by...
Oh, let's say papel.
By...
Oh. Let's say papel, ah.
Kind na sulatan.
Hindi. Let's say tiniklop mo.
Oh.
Tapos you were meaning to split it into two. Mm. To tear it into two. Eh, hindi mo na kompleto yung tearing.
So, naiwan sa halfway.
So, is it a whole paper?
Not na rin yun.
What constitutes it ba?
Pag, kung may pinto, tapos kumatok ka lang.
Eh, paano okay kung pa? Hindi nabuksan?
Paano kung binuksan mo pero di ka pumasok sa loob ng kwarto?
Hindi, paano kung konti lang yung pagkabukas?
Oo.
Eh, nakalusot ba?
Sumilip ka lang. As in, tinignan mo lang kung sino nasa loob, tapos umalis ka
to
lang.
Avoid all penalties and fines, why don't we...
What is the very definition of virginity?
Virginity. Okay, here we go. The quality or state of being a virgin. Duh. The unmarried life. I'm a virgin!
No, you're not.
Hey, unmarried. That's all it says.
No.
No? I Yes, hindi, hindi. Wag virginity. Virgin.
Virgin.
Ah, sige, virgin. Hold on. An unmarried woman devoted to religion. Maybe that's
no.
not us. An absolutely chaste young woman.
Ayun.
On 2 points, hindi ako yun.
So, absolutely chaste. Like, what if you just fooled around?
You're not chaste. You are not chaste. You're not
No, fooled around, but with no one going through the door.
No, remember, absolutely chaste.
Oh, so kahit make out, wala.
Dapat.
A person who has not had sexual intercourse.
Ayun. That makes it.
A person who is inexperienced in the usual specified fear of activity. A female animal that has never copulated.
Ayun, there. So that's the
have you no,
okay,
copulated?
Now you have to define what sexual intercourse is.
Wait, have you copulated?
Kasi
cricket.
That's awkward.
Oh, trust me, the non-answer is an answer.
No, kasi, okay. In order to populate, you need to copulate.
Were you trying to populate?
Diba?
Hindi kasi okay, look at it this way.
Chico, were you trying to populate? No.
Huh?
Were you trying to populate?
Oh, he did.
Huh?
Did you try to populate?
What? I want...
This is so awkward.
What, did you try to populate?
Populate what?
The earth?
World. The earth?
Remember what Noah said?
I mean,
I
never tried to populate. I never tried to
populate. Actually, he made sure.
I made sure that I didn't populate.
There are ways.
Okay.
I never
see, there's a difference between populating and copulating.
Yeah, but one leads to the other.
Yeah, one leads to the other, but you could copulate without populating.
Yeah.
Oh.
What other ulate do you need? No, kasi,
Nako!
Don't be late when you populate.
So that you don't populate.
So you don't populate.
So instead, you just...
Oh, nako, Gino!
Regulate your desires.
Or your you ovulate.
I know, kasi if you ovulate...
Not necessarily. You can ovulate without
ovulate
populating.
But don't fertilate.
Because you will be late.
Because you will be late.
So I realize that there are twins that are not born out of hereditary conditions. It's just that you may not have it on your line, like your family line on the mother and the father side. But on that month, the woman produced 2 eggs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So...
Wait, which boils back down to the question.
Because you can have twins from 2 dads, huh?
No!
No, there was a case. They were twins. Well, they...
What's this?
Well,
they
shared the same womb.
Yeah, shame womb. Same womb.
Shame womb.
Shame on you.
Same womb.
Oh.
She, you know...
She kinda... did one night and then the other night...
No. Well, I think... Yeah, something like that.
Or same night.
Or all together.
Or siguro, something like that. Basta...
I was always wondering about that.
Two dads.
Like, what if it's all together?
So, twins, but obviously, not even fraternal. Like, two... What do you call that?
No,
then?
They are fraternal.
Fraternal. If they're not magkamukha identical, yung magkamukha.
Two separate dads, eh.
Cannot be twins. You have to share the same DNA.
I know, but...
Diba? You have to share the same DNA. Sorry, identical yun.
Yeah.
Dapat identical. Sorry, identical ang same DNA.
Pero 2 dads, what do you call it pag 2 dads? Twin popsies! Kasi dalawa yung popsy mo.
Parang usapang lasing lang
to.
Diba? Twin popsies! As in like, they were like, that's why she gave birth to a Caucasian baby and an African-American baby.
Wow, that was
that's
a party.
That's an actual document.
That's a party.
Wow, that's a party right there.
She was no chaste woman.
Okay, so
she had a lot of fun.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions you wish you could Google comes from Avria Chocolate.
She says,
why does your gynecologist leave the room when you undress?
Why?
No, that's a question.
I thought it was a joke.
Oh, naman. Makikita ka rin naman
nila. Exactly. But they do. They leave at the point of undressing. They leave.
No, because they. Well, I've been to a gynecologist, and they really leave because at the state of. I mean, at the point where you're undressing, they also give you a gown, or they give you time to sit on, lie down on the bed, and cover yourself. So that by the time she
just
gets
so
in,
just so you don't feel awkward about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, your feet would be on the stirrups, but you'd be covered. It's all about.
And so she doesn't see your boobs.
She's a gynecologist.
No, because she's looking at usually no, she'll no, no. look at your
boobs. Well, that's
pati ba your boobs.
Hindi nga sabi mo yung. Why would she need to?
No, because okay, like when
she's
she leaves the room,
she's only supposed to see the other one.
Yeah,
not the
rest.
Yeah,
she's supposed to look down there, but not up here.
Well, usually when you go to a gynecologist, you're probably wearing a dress or pants or a skirt, so there would be no need for you to take off your top. They only ask you to take off your bottom.
Yeah.
Pero.
So your breasts so are pretty
the,
much.
Or baka to prevent the gynecologist from yung while you're undressing yung. Yung para pakasar na doktor.
Bakit para tayong lasing?
You know what? You know how apt this conversation yeah. is? I'm off to my gynecologist later.
Pero di ba can you imagine no, the moment you take off your
bigla siyang no, but the gynecologist also checks your boobs, huh?
Oh.
For
lumps.
Yeah. Did you wrap it up?
Okay. So, now we can imagine what Del will be doing in a couple of hours.
Ouch. You're making my tummy hurt.
Okay, so the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Para tayo mga grade 7 boys.
Oo na, ngayon lang nakarinig.
This is alarming, especially for para kung grade 7 boy.
Hello, mas alarming yung kay Chico.
What?
What? He's a boy.
Yes.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. My tummy hurts. Stop. Oh, kailangan mo mag-i-Google but hindi na tuloy ang alam. 90s.
We're answering it for you.
Boyish nga eh. Boyish. Ano ba? So the top 10
in
questions.
In other words, Chico, tomboy.
The top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Monster Radio. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio. RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Okay. Thank you very much to...
Time for the top 10 today.
Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Let's start off with Ian. Paano mangulangot si Voldemort?
Wala siya.
Wala siya.
Na, he has a nose.
But the nostrils are too small.
Yeah.
And they're paloob.
Actually, walang nostrils.
Parang ano?
It's just a hole.
What is it? Yeah, it's just a hole in the
like
flat
a snake.
Nose.
Like a snake.
Yeah.
Right. Like a snake nose. Mm-hmm. Madison Camille says, if you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today?
If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way?
This way. Avria Chocolat says, my wife changed her Facebook status from married to widowed. Should I be worried?
Pinlano nen.
You should be
yeah,
very
I think you
worried.
Should.
Jelly Shoso says, secret pa ba ang The Secret kung marami nang nakabasa ng libro?
Yeah, actually, no?
I mean, The Secret has
kind of
to
contradicts
be,
it.
Has to be hidden. So if it's not hidden, it's not really a secret. Rusty Clicker says, sino ba talaga ang tatalo sa Alaska?
Cute
wala pa rin.
Wala pa rin.
You know what this top 10 reminds me of? You remember, ano, ang dating daan?
Yeah.
In, ano, yung
Brad
sa bubble gang. Yeah, di ba they would always tackle mga questions na parang, ang lamok ba pag natutulog, eh nilalamok rin. Yung mga ganong questions.
Tsaka yung, ano, ang elepante pag namatay nilalanggam, pero ang langgam, pag namatay,
ine-elepante ba?
Jay Ryan says, bakit kulay violet ang indelible ink? Bakit hindi pwedeng baby pink?
Actually, para that's cute. True.
Actually, baby pink will just look like...
Yeah, like your skin.
Martial.
Or no, like why can't it be like neon green?
Para cool, no?
Oh, para nice color naman.
Actually,
or like,
kasi yung maitim, parang it looks dirty.
Like, kasi remember ink.
Like hot
even,
red.
Even ink that we used to use for typewriters.
Yeah.
Were made of this ink.
Purple.
Purple?
Yeah, purple.
It wasn't black?
It's a degree of the
heat. Oh my gosh, di ba we had experiments on that before? Yung ink, tapos lalabas yung colors. Yung parang merong paper, tapos ididip mo yung ink. Then you do this, that experiment. Tapos lalabas all the colors from the ink ng...
You know what I used to do?
Apparently, there are different colors within the
ink.
You know those ink pads that you use for stamps?
Yun.
Yung parang square?
Yeah.
You know what? I would open that and then I would hit somebody in the back with it. Para silang rectangular batch of ink sa polo nila.
Oh my gosh.
So
medyo violent, ah.
You're evil.
It wasn't violent kasi hindi naman malakas yung pagkatama. Yung para
hindi matatanggal yun.
Para lang may rectangular patch sila sa likod.
Hindi, natatanggal naman siya.
Ah, natatanggal
yun? Natatanggal siya. It takes a while.
It takes a while, though.
Kasi hindi naman siya indelible ink.
So,
I'm gonna hate you.
I'm sure sinusumpa ako ng mga labandera nila. But it was a thing, na everybody had that before. Tapos parang maghahabulan gamit yun.
Hey, sorry.
Maldita Loves You was just saying that's litmus paper.
Ah, yeah, litmus. The litmus test.
The acidic?
Ah, no. What he's saying, different pa pala.
Iba pa yun.
The parang, ano ba yan?
Parang this one color produces a lot of hues. It's just that it's the degree of dark or it being dark. Like, can be black, but add a little water, then it becomes a little
parang
lighter.
Ganun eh. What I remember
something
is,
like
you dip it into the ink or something. I don't know if you were supposed to do something. Tapos lalabas siya, para siyang rainbow. So, kunyari,
chromatograph?
Yun!
Ah,
yeah.
There.
Yeah. Tapos lalabas siya blue. Tapos above the blue, red. Tapos yellow. Tapos pink. Yung parang ganun. Yung it will reveal the spectrum.
What I know is that we are one of the... Not all countries that vote put this ink.
The indelible ink.
There's no need for them.
Parang,
like, yeah, kasi wala na mo.
Wala daw silang flying voters.
That's the only reason we have this, to make sure that you don't vote again.
And then my dad was saying they shouldn't call it indelible ink. Non-erasable para naiintindihan daw ng mga tao.
Yeah. Actually, no.
Madison Camille says, how? How, de carabao, de batutin?
What does that mean?
Hindi ko rin naintindihan yung question. How can you answer it, right?
I think it's gibberish lang, no?
How de carabao,
batutin? It's one of those...
Actually, the how there is not really even a question.
Yeah.
It's H-A-O.
I don't know.
Wala, but it's something to rhyme it with. Uh-oh. Siguro.
Sabay, it's Chinese pala, no? Kasi diba ni hao?
H-A-O. Jelly Shosu says, kung sa religion, ang tao may 7 sins, bakit sa science, 5 lang?
Huh?
5, 5 lang ang sins sa science. The sins of smell, the sins of sight, the sins of touch, and the sins of hearing.
Okay!
And the top question you
Violet
wish you could Google.
Dito.
Bakit? Pwede na makita ang batuhin ng pag-ibig.
Ay!
Ganun ba?
I'm gonna throw my love at you.
Hala, Chico. This is as good
as
the
question is, will you catch it?
Will you throw it back?
Will you catch it and then throw it back?
And emanate it back.
Or will you catch it
and trample it on my feet, underneath my feet?
Pwede rin.
Ayan. And the top question you wish you could Google comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
kapag namatay ba si Will I Am, ang magiging tawag na sa kanya ay Will I Was.
Will I
Was. Actually, di ba?
Wala na makes so much sense.
Diba?
Will
so,
I was?
Sa ano ba lang? Sa eulogy ba niya? You know, Will I Was? Was a really good man.
Will I Was?
Diba? Alam mo talaga. Alright, so, but that's exactly what we're looking for. What are the ungoogleable questions that you wish you could Google? Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Monster Radio. RX93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
So we teased you a little bit about the Chris Brown news break. Here it is, the last news update on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news is Chris Brown has fired back at his angry neighbor saying that the graffiti is art and that there are scarier things in the Harry Potter books and movies. The singer came under fire after neighbors complained about the goofy-looking monsters the singer spray-painted on a concrete retaining wall outside his Hollywood Hills home. Patty Negri, the president of a local civic association, spoke with the Los Angeles Times that there are a lot of babies and children who live in the area, and the graffiti frightens them. She says, and I quote, "It's like devils on the wall. Big scary eyes, big scary teeth, and just the whole vibe is not what we're used to." That's what she's saying, but now Brown has hit back at his detractor, saying, "Keep them kids inside then. It's art. There are scarier creatures on Harry Potter. Get an effing life." Wow, how endearing.
Okay.
That was his tweet, and Brown was fined $376 for unpermitted and excessive signage and was told he has 30 days to remove the artwork.
The quote-unquote artwork.
I hope that he, for the sake of, at least on this one, I'm actually on Chris Brown's side.
Me too.
Because if you see the artwork, it's really not.
Look
demonic. It looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Actually, it looks like something from Ghostbusters. Because it's friendly looking.
Although, bangat kasi yung argument niya against it. And I agree that there are scarier things in the Harry Potter books. But remember, your wall can be seen whether or not somebody wants to see it.
Yeah.
The books, though, you'd have to go out of your way to read them.
It's one of those, one of my hatest arguments whenever something wrong is being argued about in public, in the public arena. And then you go, mas maraming dapat problemahin ngayon.
Right.
Parang, look, I agree. There are greater things to worry about, like poverty and whatever. But that doesn't mean we should ignore the smaller bad stuff.
Right, right.
So, bad is bad. And if it needs correcting, it needs correcting. Don't argue na, bakit ako yung tinitira nyo ay marami pang mas importanteng bagay.
Yeah.
Dapat,
basta mali.
Tugunan
mali.
Lahat.
Yeah. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
But
whether
it doesn't make yours any more right. So, just because there are scarier things to be found in Harry Potter doesn't mean
you can,
that your right. wall is not scary to kids.
Because you can say, I can put a salacious image there because there are more things you see in pornography.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just, the argument was really bad.
It's flawed. But I am on his side on this one.
Same here.
Honestly, parang you're just hating on Chris Brown at this point. And anything he does, you don't like.
Plus, the argument of the homeowners is flawed as well because it's just not something we're used to. So if you put an ugly garden decoration that I'm not used to, I can just ask you to take it
out.
Or
let's just say that they're not used to homosexuality, and then you put a picture of two men kissing.
Or at least kissing,
hugging
hands.
Or whatever. It's not
cogent.
Imperative. Mm. Empirical. Yung argument niya, it's like taste.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, pag taste.
It's not that scary. Come on.
At saka pag taste, you don't have the right to have it removed. You can say you don't like it because it's not your taste.
Because you could be, let's just say, abstract art. You're not used to it. Mm. Does that mean that you have to take it out?
Right.
Or like, the house is designed in a way that you're not used to.
Yeah.
It's really just a bad argument on both sides. And
I think so. Kaya,
well, his reaction doesn't help his cause.
Diba? Go F yourself. That's not how you react to people.
Get an effing life. No.
Kasi parang there are ways to handle it intelligently.
Intelligently.
Yeah. So, in a very sober manner.
Well, I guess that's what a lot of times when there are disagreements, the tone that one person takes makes it worse. You're already at different, you're already arguing from different points.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung isa pa galit. It makes it so much
better. Para sinagot mo ng mali yung mali.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, there you go. That is the latest Chris Brown news right here on The Morning Rush. Now, it's the final news update, but only here because when Quick Fix starts at 10. I'm so confused today. Quick Fix starts at 10 o'clock. You'll have Andre and Jinri together giving you more news only here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN. The top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Let's start off with Boy Bakal. Paano itumba ang mga karibal na humaharot sa prospect mo? Ay, may the best man.
It really is that.
All is fair in love and war.
It is.
But
really
a lot of people don't understand what that means. That all is fair in love and war.
Yeah.
And chances are, if it happens to you too, if you feel slighted, then you'll feel that na parang it's so unfair.
Yeah.
But then again, after a while, you
realize,
pero
pag ikaw, you're the one who benefits, then you feel like, okay lang.
At saka even in war, there are rules.
Yeah.
Like kunyari,
Geneva Convention.
All is fair in love and war. Pero kunyari, kasal na. Hands off na. Diba? Kasi, diba parang,
it's
kasi
for some people. Love are different, ah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hindi, pero diba, parang, iba kasi, that doesn't stop them.
Yeah, I
agree.
They
still go ahead. And the and usual, ano nila, the most common excuse is, but we love each other.
You know, I always like, whenever I used to experience this, whenever someone's trying to, you know, flirt up your boyfriend, in my head I always go, I hope once you find someone to love, someone does this to you too.
Yeah.
Just
and
so you
then
know.
You
just
experience so you know. What it's like.
Not to hurt you, not to, pero so that you know
and
exactly
to hurt you.
What to...
to hurt you.
Sige, yun na rin.
Yun na rin. Hindi kasi...
Karma!
You just, you want it to be even. Like, you, this is what you did. Sana,
and so, so that they learn the lesson.
The lesson.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Diba, parang, when you're the one who's cheating and you don't feel it,
yeah,
it's fine.
You don't have the loss.
You're the one who's benefiting.
Yeah, who gained something out of
you
it.
You get to see other people while you have this spare tire, you know,
exactly.
This spare tire relationship. But should you be the one that's the spare tire relationship, and then you know your partner's the one cheating on you,
then how would
you
that
start
feel?
To value na parang ay o nga no.
Yeah,
you won't like it one bit.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Geek says.
Isn't that the, what the song "Both Sides Now" means? Was it Carole King? Both Sides? Sharon Cunette's
favorite. Joni Mitchell?
Joni Mitchell! Yeah. That's Sharon Cunette's favorite song.
Really? I thought it was now. More... Parang the duality of... In general. Not just about that. Parang you see life from both ends. From happy and sad. From this and that.
But I think also, like, for example, when you're young... And you just have parents.
Mm-hmm.
You're always fighting for your right to be you.
Yeah.
To be your own person.
Yeah.
And then you become a parent. And then you understand both
sides. And then you become very clingy as a parent.
Yeah. And then you understand, oh, this is what they were talking about. This is what we were fighting.
Diba nga, that's why parents will always be like, alam mo, pagtanda mo, maintindihan mo rin.
Oo, nakakainis yun ang marinig, diba?
Kaya lang, and as a child, you're like, of course not. I'll never be like you.
I won't be as unreasonable as you.
And then when you're older, you're like, oh my God, they were right. So it's a suck.
Yes, it does.
Whatever Geek was saying, sino yung bata na tumatawa sa booth? Tapos hashtag, don't look up.
I looked up.
You know, there's... Because our ceiling is not really, like...
It's not
solid.
Uh-oh, so it's
somebody
uneven.
Somebody could actually hide from it.
Yes.
Especially a toddler.
Yung peeping from there.
A monster
yung mga
toddler.
Tipong, ano, yung mga tipong, ano?
Monster toddler talaga kasi monster tayo.
Sino si, ano? Toshiro?
Toshio.
Toshio. Parang pwede siya dyan, eh. Tapos parang...
Toshiro si Toshiro Mifune. Sa Shogun.
Ah, oh, there. Okay.
And also...
Pero black naman siya. So, kitang-kita mo si Toshio kung lumilip siya.
Kasi naka... Foundation siya ng white.
I just
medyo, diba, yung makeup artist niya medyo fail.
I just wonder, like, kasi there have been instances multiple times that listeners would hear a baby when there's no baby in the booth. Kasi sometimes there are babies in the booth.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are none and then they hear it. And I want to know, like, what happened? Why is that? If ghosts do exist, what happened to that kid in the booth?
Kasi remembering that story of
while they were constructing.
No,
blah, blah, blah.
Yung sa anay sa school. Tapos kausap nung student yung dad niya.
Mm-hmm.
She was ano na, paang tapos na yung classes.
Kausap nung student yung dad niya.
Yeah, okay. She was still in the lab. Tapos dismissal na, magpapasundo na siya. So tinawagan niya yung dad niya. Sabi niya, "Dad, sunduin mo na ako." Kaya sabi niya, "Oh,
ba't ang
ano dyan? Ba't ang daming batang umiiyak dyan?" Sabi niya, "Ha? Wala naman bata dito ha." Sabi niya, "I'm all alone dito sa bio lab." Ayun, nandidinig ko ang dami-daming umiiyak eh. Mm. And then when she turned around, there were a lot of... Yung
babies
mga nasa
in jars.
Ah,
yung mga fetus na. And I've seen those jars.
Diba?
Why do they have that in school?
To show you the development.
Yeah. But we never study that. It was just there.
No, I think this is different. This is a different kind of
kasi
course.
I think if you're taking like...
Med siguro. Yeah,
bio. You really will...
Anatomy, ganyan.
Pero di ba ang creepy?
Anatomy eh. Bakit wala nakahubad na babae doon?
Meron, pero deads.
Wala akong nakita.
Ay, nanap niya.
Kasi you will eh. You have to dissect ano,
everything.
Human cadavers.
If you're in med.
In med.
Cadavers.
Eventually talaga, you will have to.
Cadavers.
Paano kung sex ed, wala namang...
May homework.
Kasi kung ganun lang yung...
May practicum.
May homework.
Gagradean ka ng professor mo. Parang, okay.
Eh, naku, paano yan pag orals? Recitation. Recitation.
Oh, oh.
Hirap nun.
You know what's awkward? Like a religious school having sex ed subjects.
Mm. Yeah.
They have a hard time. Kami, pardon the pun.
Kami, like here in La Salle, we were grade 2 when we had sex ed. And it's so weird because we used words that regular Filipinos just do not use. Can I say the words
yeah,
for the gentiles?
You can. Oh.
Kasi it's weird eh.
I think it's essential for us to say, like for example, if you're in the United States, mm-hmm. Stop with the jokes.
Your country.
No, I mean, people say the words.
Yeah.
Without malice. Oh, for example, malice. When they do news breaks, they would say the male genitalia, which is a penis.
Yes.
Or the female genitalia, which is a vagina. Yes. They would say it just like that.
And it's not bawal.
It's not bawal because that really is
well,
a word.
Well, in context.
What if it's big news?
In context.
Because in context. Because if you use it in a different way, then it becomes bawal. No, okay, like for instance, in grade 2, we were taught the names, the Tagalog names for the genitalia.
Pero a little too deep.
For the lalaki, really? For the lalaki, it's tunod.
That's what it's called?
And I googled it later on. I eventually googled it. It means spear.
Spear.
And
barangay.
Then,
tanod.
And then,
sabi ko,
barangay. No.
I wouldn't want to be called the barangay.
It's called tunod. And then for the females, it's called kanluban, which is the sheath.
Yeah. Kanluban? Isn't that a place?
Kanlubang yun.
Ah, okay.
Hindi pwede rin kasi. That
paano
might
kung
be...
tanod ka sa kanlubang?
Ang saya mo.
Hindi, hermaphrodite ka.
Sabi sa kapupunta, papasok na ako.
Kanluban. Kasi parang kanluban, tinama yung root word. Parang yung...
To
loob?
No, parang to esconce.
Parang ganun. Parang
loob.
To kanlub.
To
kanlub. To kanluban. To kanloob. Why? Kanluban. Oh, kan. Luban. What are you sushing?
There's also lubang, ha?
Ay, oh, lubaw. Okay. Kanlubang, ha? Ano?
Lubaw yata. Lubaw. Ay, kubaw.
Kubaw.
Hindi, meron din lubaw.
Meron ba? Wala. Kanlubang. Kubaw.
Kanlubaw.
Kanlubang. Tsaka kanlubang.
May kalabaw.
Kubaw.
May kalabaw.
Kubaw.
May kalabaw. May kubaw. May kanlubang. May kanluban.
Meron ding lubaw.
Walang lubaw.
Merong lubaw.
Wala.
Saan ang lubaw?
Hindi ko alam eh. Lubaw jam...
Pampanga daw.
Pampanga.
Lubaw si Pampanga.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jambonga.
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 Sa lubaw jambonga.
Jambonga.
Saan ang
pinasa jambonga?
Manong isang jambonga.
Oh, last two na lang. What's up, Marky says, ano ang lasa ng ghost pag kinakain ni Pac-Man?
All right.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 questions you wish you could Google comes from Shivana.
Shivana says,
bakit hindi na lang inapakan ni Noah yung mag-asawang ipis nung papasakay na sa ark?
Actually, di ba? He could have saved us so much ipis. Damage.
Parang wala silang sense.
Oh,
I don't know what the role they
I
play.
I really don't think they do anything for the ecosystem.
In the ecosystem. But anyway.
Tapos sabay pa ano pala, no? If you eradicate all the cockroaches in the world,
kasi
magka-crumble talaga yung world.
Hindi, just like flies. They hasten decay.
Yeah, but roaches don't.
Hindi, flies na lang. Ba't kailan pa natin na
what do roaches do, really?
Hindi, kasi flies fly. Most roaches just are on the ground.
You know what? Let's try to benefit, to Google this. What are the ecological benefits?
Oh, we'll Google it and then come back before we close the show to tell you what purpose. Cockroaches! Cockroaches, sir!
Maraming benefits
yun. Ba't ka tumigil?
Maraming benefits yun.
Ba't ka tumigil? Ituloy-tuloy mo kasi. Kasi tumitigil eh.
Kasi I was trying to, you know, the purpose.
Hindi mo tuloy-tuloy yun
eh. The purposes of cockroaches. Hey, we're talking about cockroaches.
Kaya nga.
Ipis. Oh, ipis na lang. Ipis. Ipis.
Questions.
Ipis?
Ipis.
Ipis.
With an I. Questions you wish you could Google, final batch, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag questions you wish you could Google.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, the top 10 questions you wish you could Google. Thank you, OMGN, for sending us the topic. Let's start off with Custer Winston.
Gino-Google din ba ng mga tao yung sagot nila sa topic na to?
Pwede.
Actually.
That's another question.
Gummy Marlo sends a very strange question to answer. Bakit ganun?
Bakit ganun?
Pag kaya ginugol mo yun, ano yung lalabas?
Bakit? Let's see.
Let's try.
Yeah.
Google it now.
Bakit ganun?
Boy Bakal says, sige, while you're doing that.
Bakit ganun? Okay, here.
Ano ang top 10 websites na binibisita ni Chico Garcia?
When you type in bakit ganun, there's a blog that comes out. That's the first thing that comes out.
Okay.
John Lemon says, saang sulok na naman napadpad ang remote?
Yeah.
It's always missing.
Ian Baboy says, ano ang itsura ng iPhone 30? Wow, that would be cool.
Couple of years down the line.
Diba?
No?
If it manages to survive.
Oh, well, yeah.
I really think that eventually it'll be like a chip na lang.
Yeah.
A chip?
That'll be implanted in like your hand or whatever. Like,
Nako, very biblical.
No, the total.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, diba?
It's supposed to be in your skin.
In your skin. Total Recall.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yung parang. They can project it to any surface.
Yes.
Remember, there was a rumor about one of the biggest celebrities we have right now. Hmm. Nah, she doesn't carry credit cards. She has something embedded in her skin.
Really?
Yeah, and then all they have to do is to scan the barcode.
It's there.
So she doesn't carry any wallets, no nothing. But that was a rumor.
Is this local?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was
That's
a rumor.
That's scary, yeah.
That guy marked X says, when I die, who will miss me the most?
Yeah. Mm. It's a lot like who will go to my funeral and whatever.
And sometimes it's not the person you think.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Jim Kirk says, pag nag-migrate si 50 Cent sa Pilipinas, ilang centavos siya?
Marami yun.
Oh.
Actually, no?
Lilo Boy says, ang favorite basketball player ba ni Chico Garcia ay may initials na CT.
Hindi.
Hindi.
Chris Chu.
Hindi. Kasi remember, there was a multiple choice.
Ay,
no. No.
Bali sila.
It's not Chris Chu.
I was like, what?
We can tell you right now.
Well, if you remember that episode, we were doing a process of elimination.
So minus
today,
one na naman to.
Oh, today another minus.
Why did I read that?
Ay,
hindi, kasi I was curious. Ano yung CT? Sino yung CT? Jeff Spotted says, paano ba magigising sa katotohanan? Paano ba ako magigising sa katotohanan na hindi naman niya ako talaga magugustuhan?
You know it. You just don't want to accept it.
You want to accept it.
Yeah.
Kasi you're already saying
do
it.
Yeah. Lilo Boy says, pag ba nakipag hokey pokey si Storm, tumitirik din yung mata niya.
Di ba kasi naging white? But that's kind of hot.
Ay, oh my gosh. You're such
magiging
a perv.
Magiging all white yung mata. Nakakatakot kaya.
You're such
hindi,
a perv.
Hindi, pero maganda yun pag nag-blink-blink lang. Na hindi naman all white. Nag-blink-blink lang. Para. And it's Halle Berry kasi, hello. When you have Halle Berry in mind, how can you not find that hot?
Mm.
Think about it. Seriously.
You think everyone's hot.
Okay, fine. Chico can't. You.
With my lesbian dreams.
With your lesbian dreams.
Possibly.
Maybe you can.
Second to the last. Chenong. Pag ba nanalo si Georgina Wilson sa Mindanao, magiging patas na ang election doon. Kasi it's fair down there.
That's down funny. South.
And the top. Question
I would vote for her.
You wish you could Google comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
Cristiano Reynaldo says,
ano ang sinasabi ng parents ni Hart pag nagpipicture sila ng tao?
Kasi hindi na cheese.
Smile.
Smile.
Ganun na lang, no? Smile.
Smile.
Or say me. Me.
Actually, she just posted again on Instagram. She had posted a picture of her and
she posted yung outtakes kasi people were saying it's Photoshop.
Yeah.
So she was ito walang filter to. Eat that.
Grabe nga no? Ay.
Diba? Oh, sige, pili ka, Georgina Hart.
Oh my God, can you not give me
Come on, like now.
Don't give me these
now.
Choices!
One lang.
No, I don't know.
Boom! Go! Isa lang. Go! Go!
Stop pressing me!
I can't.
One lang!
Okay, lang
pag hindi ka nag-decide in 5 seconds, you'll get neither.
Hard.
Ang bilis.
Only because
matagal
na eh. Since high school pa lang. I've always liked Heart, like, ever since high school.
And to be, you know, parang Georgino came into the scene, you know, just recently compared to Heart, who was a teenager when she...
And I just have the feeling that if we do, like let's just say we end up hanging out or whatever, she's so much taller than I am, I'd be so insecure. Get so, but it's a whole. I don't know.
What if it's not an issue for her?
I'm sure it's not an issue for her or anyone. But still,
he's
stop
squirming.
Making me so annoyed.
He's squirming.
I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's
I hate you, Robles.
What?
Why?
Because he's tweeting with Heart.
Ooh, jelly. Jelly si Gino.
Oh, what about us pala? What would you Google if you could? Ito na naman tayo.
Ako, yan yung sa akin.
Ano?
Diba, sinabi.
Bakit right, hindi mo ako mahal?
Ako, kailan ba mag-guest sa show?
See?
If even.
See? Sino?
Yung iba-ibang...
Ang initials
hotelets.
Niya ano?
Oh.
Or ano?
Meron ba siya ganito?
Meron bang HD sa akin si...
Oo nga, maganda rin yun.
Meron bang HD sa akin si...
Pwede.
Or sino sa mga kakilala ko ang willing?
What?
Hello, just use the app on Facebook.
Yun nga, yung ano, DTB.
Oo nga.
Right, right.
Ako siguro, ano... Makakailan kaya ako?
Na... Na ano?
Ano?
Na dates?
Oh, dates. Hindi, I would say, how much do you love me? I kind of want to know.
Do you really want to?
Yeah.
What if it gives it to you in a percentage?
I think I'm that kind of person I'd rather know. I'd rather know. Okay.
All right. We gotta go.
But obviously, there are no questions. I mean, no answers for those questions. Yeah. At least not on Google.
Not on Google. Sometimes it's at the end of your life when you're on your deathbed.
Maybe not even.
Maybe not even.
All right, we gotta
okay,
go.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank See you
guys.
For
Goodbye.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sending that out to all the pretty boys out there.
Kay Heart.
No, whatever. No.
All right, we'll see you
guys
tomorrow.
I don't deal like that. Kung meron ng ano, wala ka nang gagawin dapat.
Okay. Kasi Nina Cabrel.
Ah, pwede. Pwede. She's single na ulit.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she broke up with Ian Somerhalder.
They split up.
Where was hello, I? Oh, I wasn't
you
here.
You were in the know. You were, where were you?
On vacay.
With who?
Family. Gotta go. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Chico. Delamar.